We are in Nesivos Shelah in Parshat Vayitze. Vayagel et ha'even me'al pi ha'be'er. Says the Pasuk, Vayisa Yaakov raglav vayelech arza v'nei kedem. Yaakov lifted his legs and he went to the east. Vayar v'nei be'er basadeh. He saw a well in the field. V'gomer. Ki min ha'be'er ha'hi yashku ha'adarim va'even dolal pi ha'be'er. And there was this rock on top of the be'er, and they had to remove this rock in order to be able to give their flocks to drink. V'nesfu shama kol ha'adarim, and all of the flocks would be gathered there with all of their shepherds. V'galu ha'ta'evin, and all of the shepherds would get together, and they would roll that stone from off of the top of the well. Me'al pi ha'be'er, v'gomer. V'aygash Yaakov, v'aygal ha'ta'evin me'al pi ha'be'er, and then Yaakov himself, when they were not there to do it, he went and he himself, for Rachel, he removes the stone of his own strength from the be'er. So what's going on here? So wells are all over Chumash, all over Bereishis, all over Chumash. Wells are very, very important. And they seem to be not so important. What's the meaning of a well? So let's see what he goes into in terms of adding some meaning for us in this incredibly important topic of wells going on in Sefer Bereishit, and again, all of Chumash. Yish Liva'er, which is not a play on words, but even there you see it. Liva'er, Milashon Be'er, somehow drawing forth waters of explanation. Yish Liva'er, we have to explain. Ma dematzinu batorah lagabei ha'avot hakadoshim inyan miyuchad bekesher lebe'irot. That which we find in the Torah, again, like we just said, by the Avos, this concept of wells, constantly coming back again and again and again. V'chein et hashinuyim b'nehem. And the fact that, yeah, there are legitimate differences between all of those interactions with wells. De Avram matzinu shechafar be'erot, ve'achar kach satmum plishtim. That by Avram we find that he did dig wells, and then afterwards the plishtim came, and they stuffed up those wells, as we saw in Parsha Toldot. U'kidichtiv, v'chola be'erot asher chafru avdei aviv, v'yimei Avraham Avraham Aviv, sitmum plishtim v'yimal umafar. As it says again in Parsha Toldot, all of the wells which the servants of his father, meaning of Yitzchak's father Avram, all the wells that Avram had dug in the days of Avraham, they were stuffed up by the plishtim and they filled them with dirt. Uvi Yitzchak ne'emar, and by Yitzchak it says, Vayashav Yitzchak vayachpor et ha-be'irot hamayim asher chafru b'mei Avraham aviv v'yisadmum plishtim acharei mot Avraham. So Yitzchak then goes, and what does he do? He redigs the wells of his father. Avram goes and digs wells. Yitzchak goes and redigs the wells of his father that had been stuffed up by the plishtim. V'chein chafar od be'erot. And he goes then and even digs his own wells beyond that. Sheotam lo satmu plishtim, that the plishtim didn't have any contact with. Rak rabu imo alehem, just that increased for him. Ara be'er ha-shlishit shelo ravu aleha, vayikra shma rechovot. Until he digs the first well, the second well, and there's this whole fight with the plishtim, and they try to take ownership of them, Esek and Sitna, and then finally comes to the third be'er, Rechovot, which they don't fight with him over, and he's able to keep. Where it says there in the Pasuk there, again, also in Parsha Toldot, Vayikra Shma Rechovot, that last well that Yitzchak dug on his own was called Rechovot, Ki Ata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu Farinu Ba'aretz. Yitzchak says, because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has increased for us, and we have multiplied in the land. Uvi Yaakov, and then we have a totally different interaction with Loba Yaakov. They're all interacting with wells. Ketiva Evan Dolal Pia Be'er, there was this huge stone on the Be'er when he goes to meet Rachel. Vayigash Yaakov, and Yaakov steps forth. Vayagalata Evan Mial Pia Be'er, and he removes the stone from the Be'er. So what's the nature, what's the significance of wells, and what's the significance of each of the unique interactions with wells that each of the Avos is having? Next paragraph. V'yesh Lavin Ayinyan, how do we understand this? Al pima shekatuv b'sefer hakadosh me'orinayim, based on what the me'orinayim says, b'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov hakadosh, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, b'inyana be'irot shechafru ha'avot hakadoshim, with regards to the wells that were dug by the avos, shekol echad min ha'avot asa hitgalut ha'torah al yedei tikun midato. So the Baal Shem Tov says, when explaining this concept of the wells, he says that it comes back to this key concept by the Avos, that by the Avos, each one of them brought out a revelation of Torah, each one of them, by fixing a certain midah, by fixing a certain aspect, by fixing a certain character trait. V'amshachat ha-shefa mi'atorah lazeh le'olam. And drew down that shefa. They were drawing down that bestowal from the Torah down into the world. V'katav shekol zehu l'dorot ava'im l'taknam. And he says that all of this is for all generations that are coming to fix them. That if not for the avos, we wouldn't be able to grasp anything in getting close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all coming from the avos. Asher galu, top of the next paragraph, top of the next column. Asher gilu et or haTorah, that we're revealing the light of the Torah. Al yedei ha-be'erot shechafru kol echad b'midato, that are bringing out the light of the Torah through the wells that they're digging, each one with their midah. Meaning, each one of them is connected to a particular midah. They're igniting that midah and utilizing that midah to draw forth these wells, to bring out these wells. And so each one of these wells is coming to teach us that which they're bringing forth in Torah, in avoda, through the wells they dug, and the interactions with those wells that they dug. How so? Second line. V'hinei Avram Avinu, himshicha shefa midato imidat ha-chesed v'ahava. So Avram is bringing down, is drawing down from his midah, the midah of chesed, the midah of ahava. Sheyehudi yachol lahasig ahavat Hashem, that a Jew can grasp of ahavas Hashem. And that he can, a person can connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the midah of chesed, through the midah of ahava, that if we ignite ahava within ourselves, love within ourselves, we can create a relationship of ahavat Hashem, of a loving relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avram is bringing out that midah. That's what Avram is bringing forth. V'alzene emar, but about that it says, v'chol ha-be'erot asher chafru avdei aviv b'yemei Avram aviv, Sitmum plishtim v'malum afar. All of the wells that were dug in the times of Avraham, the plishtim came and filled them up with dirt, totally covered them up. Perush afar. What does afar mean? Hu chomriut hamastira me'enei Yehudi et or halokut shayuchal likarev l'shem yibarach. What is afar? Afar is dirt, meaning physicality. The plishtim come and they fill it with chomriut. They fill it with dirt. They fill it with physicality. Because physicality is what keeps us from being able, keeps a Jew from being able to see the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu with love. Uplishtim hemakor ha-sitra achra. But the plishtim, they're the source of the entire, of all that's trying to keep us away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shachar histalkut Avraham nistimu hahit galut haheim shel Avraham midata chesed va'aval yidei yitzahara va-sitra achra. After Avraham goes away, the plishtim are able to come and remove that revelation of Avraham that he brings out into the world. He's bringing about chesed in the world. But once Avraham's gone, the plishtim, with their chomriut, with that physicality, are able to come and to remove all of those accomplishments of Avraham. V'zehu omro, and that's what it means when it says, v'yimal'um afar, he filled them with dirt. Because who cares how they plugged them up? Just tell me they destroyed the wells. They stopped the wells. Why does the Torah go out of its way to tell us? No, they filled the wells with dirt. To teach us. That it was davka through physicality that they were filled up. From this foundation of earth, of dirt, of physicality. That allows a person to go, that lo alinu causes a person to allow this midah of ahava to go towards ahavot ra'ot, to go towards negative ahavas. And through this they were able to take the midah of ahava and make it an ahava nefula. What's he saying here? What's being brought out here? There's a midah of ahava. It's an incredibly important midah of ahava. The foundational midah of ahava. Olam chesed yibane. Chesed ahava is the foundation of the world. Avram's the first of the avos. That's the foundation of everything, ultimately. But that being said, when you create a reality of ahava, what's happening with that ahava? I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The feeling is ignited inside of me. I feel so strongly. I'm so excited. I'm bursting to connect. The problem is if I go forth and I'm bursting to connect, and that's all I have. That energy and that excitement and that love, which even if it was intended to go in a positive direction, is able to be brought to become a ahava nifula. That's the words that he used, right? The term that he used, an ahava nifula. And it can start going in the wrong directions. Things can start to break down. And what can end up happening is that I take that excitement and I think that I'm funneling it towards Ahavat Hashem and Avodas Hashem. But because there's no boundaries to it, because there's no framework for it, the physicality can draw that ahava in a negative direction. The example I always like to give, because it's such a practical and lemaisa example that it comes up. Ma'aser Shai Kachaya all the time, right? You know, you speak to somebody and they're like, oh man, it was amazing. And like, I went to this concert and it was this amazing band that was playing and they were just like, they were jamming and they were singing and it was so beautiful. And the words they were using, the psukim and these ideas, and it was so beautiful. And I felt so inspired. And you could tell the whole room was inspired. And we all put our hands around each other. I put my arms around the two girls on either side of me. And we mamish just started singing. And like, we had just the experience of like, our neshamas going up to Shemayim. And the answer is, no, you didn't. You may have felt that way. And again, the kavana may have been positive. The kavana may have been positive that the person went to connect through music, which is so deep, to elevate my neshama, to try to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's very real. But if that ahava then, if on either side of me, I have chomriyut, I have the draws of physicality, and I don't understand how to properly channel that ahava can become an ahava nefula. Without going through the whole story, I've told this before, right? There was a student that I had one time, this is one time in the 6 years we were at Queens, there was a student that I had one time, who said to me, he said, I don't understand. I have this relationship with this girl, and everything's going great, and my family's hassling me, or Bamer hassling me, everybody's hassling me. They won't leave me alone. I said, why? He said, they're just hassling me, because she's not Jewish. He's a guy who's from. He was a guy who came out of Shana'al, but he's very from. But he was a guy who could see. He was a guy who was kulo ahava. Up until that entire time, you could tell he was kulo ahava. And what happened? And I talked to him. I sat there with him, and I talked to him about it. And I said to him, when I chopped, like, where it was at. But I framed it as, like, a statement of understanding. But I was like, I hope this isn't true, but I think this is what you're saying. But I was like, I think I understand you. What you're saying is like, the whole world doesn't understand. But if you and this girl and God were alone on an island together, everything would be fine. Because, like, it's all good. Just nobody understands. And he looked at me and said, Rabbi, you're the first person I talked to who actually understands me. And that was very important to him. You're the first person I talked to actually understands me. What did he say? In the conversation, what did he say? He said, God is a God of love. God is a God of love, right? He is. We know he's in the Sfarim. And if he gave me this love, and he put this love in the world, and I love her and she loves me, how can he say that's not from a Kadosh Baruch? That's when the Chomriyut comes and it hijacks that ahava that was meant to go to a good place. We had beautiful chavrusas together, me and this guy, until we started to fall off. Yeah, ultimately just left college, disappeared, and went to Hawaii. But that's a story for another time. We had good chavrusas, and the kavana was in the right place. But it was kulo ahava, and that ahava became an ahava nefula. And that's the warning here. That if there's only that ahava, what happens? The plishtim are coming, they're bringing that chomriyut, they're bringing that afar, they're going to plug up those wells and draw that ahava into being an ahava nefula. Go for it. Yeah.
So is that saying that in order to not have that ahava nefula, you need to have the kavana aspect?
You're already jumping ahead, for sure. For sure. So I've seen pieces where he's talked about this in the past, not this piece. Excellent. So that's exactly where we're headed. I don't want to beat him to the punch, but that's why Yitzchak's going to go and redig those wells, dafka. So we'll get to that in a second. But to understand the significance of that, yes. Is ahava the goal? Yes. Sof ma'asev ma'akshavat tefillah. So do we start with ahava? Yes. But practically speaking, if you start with ahava and only have ahava, is it going to sustain? No. And it's a very, very deep concept. Especially, you know, in Chassidus, it's all about, it always emphasizes that the goal is ahava Hashem. And that's true. But if you start with ahava Hashem, it's never going to sustain. And it was a very big mussar for me when I read these the first time. So I was like, I couldn't believe that he was saying this and internalizing this. He didn't even say, no. So I would love to see Olam Chesed, but I want to say, like, no, you have to start with Ahava. But it seems very clear from other pieces that talk about things like this, and we'll see from this piece also. It may be that by the Avos, to express the fact that Ahava is the highest, Avram had to start it off. But in terms of our practical avoda, you have to start with Yira. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Bekada Kadma Da Yirat Hashem. It has to start with Yira, or else everything gets lost. In avoda, you start with our why. We'll talk it out here. We'll go through this a little bit faster if we already cover it. But one second, just to explain, we've explained some pieces in the past before, but it's important to emphasize and reemphasize and to say and restate. You learn Mesilas Yesharim. He first talks about Zihirus and then Zrizus. First about being careful, and then about jumping forward and getting into it, and then alacrity, whatever that means. Right? First being careful, and then alacrity. Right? Why every Mosheva does the same thing. Why is that? Because the goal is Avas Hashem. Because that is the goal. Meaning, ultimately, where do I want to bring my Avas Hashem to? I want to become Avram. I want to get to a place where I'm burning up with Avas Hashem. He says another piece, we said it a few weeks ago, but I always have to quote it. It's so amazing what he says here. I forget who he quotes the name of, but he says that the chiddush of Or Kasdim, the chiddush of when Avram was sort of the Kishana age, just to emphasize the intensity of Avram, says this, I'm quoting from somebody else, so I can't remember. He says the chiddush was, it wasn't that Avraham didn't get burned by the furnace in Or Kasdim. There's no Hav Avinu, it was Avram Avinu. He says the chiddush of Or Kasdim was that despite the fire of the love of Avat Hashem of Avram, the furnace didn't burn down. He says that's the Chiddush of Or Kasdim. That the furnace survived the experience, not Avraham. But that to bring out, that's the goal of the intensity of the love and the fire of the love of Avraham Avinu. That, to understand that is the goal, and that that's very real. But if that's true, and those are all the examples that we basically gave that are practical before, like the Kumsitz one, or the concert one, or even this blowing into the sky, that the idea is, if that's the ultimate goal, that's a really dangerous place to be. It's awesome, but it's dangerous. Which is why you first need to start with what we're about to say in the piece also, Yitzchak with Gvura. The first thing you do is, you got to define your borders and your boundaries. You need to define your borders and your boundaries. Why? Because if I spend the time meticulously, carefully, intensely, with precision, and with strength, building up those walls, building up those borders, building up that framework. There's a reason for doing that. What we get, many of us in our day schools, what we get trained in is to only focus on the lo ta'aseis. What are you not allowed to do? And if you cross that line, you're going to Gehenna, and that's like, close the book, Judaism's over. That's a dead Judaism. That's a meaningless Judaism. That's a Judaism of restrictions with no meaning. Then I'm living in an empty vessel. I've created the borders, and I'm like, now I'm just stuck in this prison. The idea is, no, it's dafka, the opposite. You want to build those borders, build those boundaries, build them strong, so that way now I can just fly in my Avas Hashem, and I know I'm never going to go out of bounds. So that way I never have to think about those borders anymore. I'm never obsessing with those borders anymore. I've built them up. They're strong. Now I can fly. What? I don't even say necessarily that they should do differently. I'm saying that you start by making sure that you have your borders and your boundaries clear, but you need to emphasize along the way that the ultimate goal, that's not the end, that's the means to the end. That's the first step in your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then, one, you need to let them know that there is a second step called Ahava, which is what you're actually working towards, and not just fear, let alone awe. There's not even awe there, it's just fear. It's fear and anger and depression. Nothing good is coming out of that. That the goal is love, because God is a God of love, and I want to create a relationship of love, so I'm building those boundaries. And then, yeah, I would like to think that by after 18 years of schooling, we start to get into the Ahava phase in school itself.
Love is all about setting borders.
What?
Love is all about setting boundaries.
No, the opposite, that's the point. A proper and balanced love is a love with boundaries, despite the intensity of that love. And that's the chesed gvura balance, that's the ahava gvura balance.
Love is when you intuitively live there. You don't keep saying
that. I don't think that love has intuitive boundaries, I disagree. I think that that's an ahava without a gvura. I think that's what he's saying. No, you need gvura also. Well, he hasn't said it yet. I've said it in his name, let's see what he says. Let's go a little bit further and let's hit those points. After, I want to hear it after. So he says here, let's finish this paragraph and the next paragraph. Let's go through Avram and Yitzchak and then get to Yaakov, because that's our part, so let's get to Yaakov. So he says, Achein, kol od she'Avram haya kayam, as long as Avram was alive, migodel ahavat Hashem, and again, that's the chiddush, meaning Avraham is the exception. Migodel ahavat Hashem shevo, because his ahavat Hashem was so huge, lo ayashum koch besitra'ach listomotam, meaning, naturally, if a lowlife like me starts with ahava, the plishtim are going to get me. The chomriyut, the physicality is going to get me. I have no hope. Avraham was the exception that despite the fact that he started with ahava, it worked. But It only worked while he was still alive because it can't sustain. That was a chiddush of Avraham. Ukemaamar Marami Kuvrin, as the Marami Kuvrin says, She'ein ze chiddush. Oh, we should just let him talk. She'ein chiddush. It was Marami Kuvrin who said it. There's no chiddush by Avraham that he didn't burn in the Kishana Eish. Hachiddush hu shashivkan lo alav Eish migodol Eish avat Hashem. The chiddush is that it didn't burn up with his avat Hashem. But again, that's because he was an outlier. Because what? We're learning that his Avat Hashem was on a total, because he was bringing it out, it was on a totally supernal level. We're not on that level. So he was able to start with the end. He was able to start with the end because he was pure Avat Hashem. But those of us who are trying to attain Avat Hashem, if we start there, it's going to fail. It's bringing out the point. I can help you understand. He's bringing out the point of the strength of the Avav of Avram. You know, the point is, he's saying that the Avav of Avram was so strong it should have burned down the furnace, which is to help us visualize and understand the intensity of the Avav of Avram. You know. And that is unique. That is an outlier. So that's the goal, but we can't start there. It's never going to work. And even by Avram, when he died, it stopped. The Raka Charei Mot Avram, and only after he died, but inevitably after he died. It was still inevitable. Only after he died, but inevitably after he died. Sitmum Plishtim, the Plishtim came and plugged up those wells. Last few lines on the page, the next paragraph. V'alderech zeh, gam Yitzchak chafar be'erot shimshich v'gilat derech avodah midat ha'ira. So too Yitzchak goes and he digs wells that are drawing from his avoda, his mida, the mida of ahava, the mida of gvura. Strength, restraint, borders, boundaries, working within the system, working with fear, working with awe, working with mesiras nefesh. Ela delefize, according to this, kashem agditiv, what does it mean? Vayashav Yitzchak vayachpor et ha-be'erot ha-mayim. Top of the next page. Asher chafrut me'Avraham. What does it mean that it says that he went back and he redug the wells of Avram, his father? V'yisagum v'hinu, the plishim had come and plugged up. Harei midato hi yira. His mid is yira. So what is he doing digging wells of Av? Why is the individual who's bringing out yira digging wells of Av? Umazde sheshav v'chafar beirot aviv sheim beirot shel midat ha-chesed. What is he doing digging wells of chesed? V'yesh la'avina inyan. We have to understand that based on that which it says in the Zohar. Madita b'zohar kadosh. Again, what we quoted before, I said what we were going to say is probably going to just, you know, we're going to see it through in the piece. Pekada kadma da yirat Hashem. The beginning point is Yirat Hashem. You have practically, functionally in life, hashkafically, you want to start with Chesed. Hashkafically, you want to start with Ahava. But functionally, as human beings, where do we need to start? Need to start with Yira. It needs to start with fear. It needs to start with boundaries. It needs to start with awe. It needs to start there, or else that Ahava is going to go wild and in all of the wrong places. Again, to be clear.
Otherwise, you get like free love.
Again, that's what we were talking about before. But if you only have Yira, I want to really emphasize, you have a really amazing fence and a lot of emptiness inside of that fence. You're depressed. You live like, again, the other half of the modern Jewish world, which is very, very law-abiding and very depressed and uninspired in their Judaism. You need both. If you only have the borders, you may lead a halachic lifestyle. But there's no life in your Judaism. If you lead an Ava lifestyle, you're going to have tremendous passion in your Avodas Hashem, which is also going to lead you to very passionate Averas. Neither one is good. Both are missing the Iker. Both are misguided and completely lacking, because they're not whole, they're not complete. But it needs to start with Yira. So even though we're saying it needs to start with Yira, Yira is never going to get you to the goal. But it needs to start there. Upikada tanina da avat Hashem. And the Zohar says, the last point, the goal is avat Hashem. Umeidach, halo yada, shamida gdola biyotir avat Hashem. On the other side, don't we know that the greatest mida is ava? Viyotir gdola midat yira. Ava is even greater than yira. V'chein monea mitzvot tikdimu et mitzvat avat Hashem le'mitzvat yirat Hashem. That's why when those who list all the mitzvot, they start with avat Hashem and then list yirat Hashem, because avat Hashem is better. It's the goal. We want to start by saying this is what you want to achieve. Nimso yirat Hashem v'minan tayag mitzvot. V'chein tzarich peor pasuk reish yischochma yirat Hashem. So too we need to understand what does it mean. Reish yischochma yirat Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is yirat Hashem. Shachochma harei mikav yamin kav chesed. Chochma is coming down the right side. It's coming down the side of chesed. Umanyan yirat chochma yirat Hashem. What is the connection between chochma and yirat Hashem? It should be ava. Ela ki omnam Avat Hashem hi amadriga hagdola biyoter. Avat Hashem is the greatest level there is. Aval, this is everything that we've been saying. And again, I'm only saying it before he said it because he taught me this previously. This is all from the Sivo Shalom. So what does he say? Aval kidei lahagia le'ahavat Hashem. In order to get to ahavat Hashem. Hari pekuda kadma da yirat Hashem. You need to start with yira. That's where you need to start. It's not the goal. If you start with the goal, you're going to miss all the foundational principles. If you only have the foundational principles, you're going to totally miss the goal. You need both, but it's got to start with yira. K'ma'amar Chazal, as Chazal say, charada misaleket et adamim. That fear, it shakes out, it removes things, it removes all the impurities from the blood. It's actually, that's given over, technically speaking, the literal translation of the words is in reference to Hilchos Nida. That when a woman experiences, according to the Gemara, when a woman experiences intense fear, it can hold back the ability to release the dam. But it says here, how does he understand that al-pi chasidus? Charada, meaning fear, shaking, fear. He yirat Hashem, that's yirat Hashem. The fear of yirat Hashem, what does it do? Misaleket miyudi et adama tameshebo. It's able to withhold and remove from the blood of a Jew everything tame inside. Charada misaleket et adamim. Fear is what removes the tumah from the blood. It removes the tumah from the part of me that gets excited. My blood boils. If my blood is boiling to do something, if the tumah is there, the excitement's real, but it's going to go in the wrong direction. I first need charada misaleket adam. I first need the fear to purify my insides. Then I can mamash, let that blood boil and go and just let that ahava fly. That's what he's saying. It's a beautiful way he understands that Gemara. Al pi chasidus. Shirak azu mesugal la'asig ahavat Hashem. Only then can we achieve true ahavat Hashem. Ach mibli hakdamat hayirah. But without a preface of yirah. Then I can't achieve that level of Avat Hashem. It precedes it. It has to come first. And that's what it says. That Yitzchak goes back and he redigs the wells of his father. After the plishtim came and they plugged up the wells of Chesed and Ava, Shem Shich Avram Minuvim Al Umafar, that they filled them with dirt. Me'ata hayut shrichim lahakdim et ha-pekada kadma da'irat Hashem, kedei shiuchal lahagiel midat ha-ava. V'zot asa Yitzchak sheshav v'chafar otam ve'irot al yidei shektim midato midat ha-ira. Meaning, Yitzchak's going, and he's redigging those wells. He's not digging them in terms of the Ahava. He's doing what needs to be done. He's digging them with a foundation of yira. And then those wells of ahava, which his father dug, are able to sustain because now they're dug with a foundation of yira. Now that yira can stand, but also that ahava that Avram had brought out, that can stand as well. Finishing up the paragraph. V'yaz kvar lo satmum plishim, and the plishim aren't able to block it up. Because then, once you have the midah of yira as the foundation, then a Jew can achieve that ahavat Hashem. And that's so important. Again, a person is meant to go to concerts and to feel that inspiration and to feel that excitement and to feel that love. A Jew should go if they have borders and boundaries and there's a men's section and there's a women's section. Right? A person should feel intense love. Maybe not for the person that they're dating. That's really not love. But let's pretend. They should feel an intense connection with the person they're dating. Certainly feel an intense love for the person they're married to. They should. But that person needs to be Jewish. Meaning, you need to set the boundaries first. And then the goal is then, yes, let that ahava fly. That's the whole point. So, next paragraph. Uvi Yaakov ne'amar. By Yaakov he says, Va'evan agdola al piyabir. There was this huge stone on the well. What's going on here with Yaakov and with the wells? Be'er miromez al ha-Torah. He says the Be'er is hinting to, it's representing, it's manifesting the reality of Torah itself. Hi midato shel Yaakov Tiferet. The midah of Tiferet is incredibly complex and incredibly multifaceted. There's really no good translations of Tiferet. One aspect of the multifaceted midah of Tiferet is Torah itself. The midah of Yaakov, the midah of Tiferet is Torah. As it says, titain emet liyakov. Give truth to Yaakov. And what's emet? There's no emet except for Torah. Torah is the only truth. Torah is the only access to true emet.
Is it Emet another one of them?
No, Emet is Yaakov, is Tiferet. It's my understanding. If you can show me source otherwise, feel free.
I just thought it was one of the others.
No. V'alze ne'emar, v'ha'evan adola pia be'er. And that's what it says, that there was this stone on top of the well. Evan, hu ha'yitzahara. The Evan was the Yitzhara itself. There was an Evan. The Yitzhara was there on top of the well of Torah. Sha Yitzhara mitgaber biyotir binyan haTorah. That the Yitzhara dafka tries to attack us most when it comes to the area of Torah. Kivan sheyada shezeh hakoach kinegdo. K'mamar Chazal, barati Yitzhara, barati lo tarat tavlin. Once the Yitzhara knows that Torah is its antithesis, that Torah is its worst enemy, like it says, I created the Yitzhara, I created the Torah as an antidote to the Yitzhara. Al kein hu mitkaber biyoter la'atil machshavot ra'ot shel pniyot v'shelo lishma. So what does the Yitzhara try to do? It could try to stop it from learning Torah entirely, but someone's not going to be successful. And the Yitzhara desperately needs to keep you away from Torah, because if you've got Torah, you have the antidote to it. And so therefore it fights even on the level of to try to get negative thoughts into my Limud Torah. To try to get negative intentions in my Limud Torah. To try to get me to learn Shalom Lishma.
What's Pniot?
I'm trying to find the exact right English word. Pniot means to like go off to the side, meaning that it's not focused in the right way, that it's going off to the side, to veer off, and for it to be Shalom Lishma. Instead of it being focused in Torah and Lishma, it's veering off in ways that are not Lishma. Kidei ligzol gamet koach atzorah, to mamish steal the koach of Torah from us. And it's a very powerful concept, meaning a person can be learning Torah, but if a person comes and learns Torah with negative intent, it takes it away. It goes to the Yitzhara. He talks about this in many other places also. And Dafka, in this setting, we're talking here in Yeshiva and Shanabet, we're talking serious stuff. You're learning more intensely, you're learning in a bigger way. Yes, you're learning more, but there's an even bigger mechayev, an even bigger responsibility to work on oneself, to make sure that one's singular intention in Limud Torah is Lishma. Not to learn, I'm not saying Chasron of anyone in this room, talking about everybody else who didn't come to the Shanabet here, right? That meaning when you're coming to learn Torah, that you're coming to learn in a way, chas v'shalom, you're not thinking, why am I learning? I want to impress the Rebbe. It's not for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Why am I learning? I want to learn it well so that way I can outsmart the other guy in shir. I want to learn. I'm going, it's 12:57 in the base. And I'm looking around and there's one other Shana Bet guy left. And I'm looking at the corner of my eye. He's looking at the corner of his eye. And neither of us are learning at this point. We're looking at the Sefer, we're not learning. The question is, who gets to walk into the base tomorrow exhausted, but get to say, well, yeah, I'm exhausted. I mean, I shut the lights off in the base last night. I was the last guy. This happens in yeshivas. You guys are like, what? It's late, it's okay. Meaning like... I'm saying the point is that, again, there are so many different ways... There are so many different ways that we can have negative intentions creep into that reality of Torah. And the goal is not just to come to Torah, not just the learning, but to also bump it up a notch and to focus the nature of that learning itself and make sure that our learning is focused, lishma. That there's no pniot, there's not veering off that path, right? There's no makshavot ra'ot, there's no lo lishma. Because if the Yitzhara gets you to a place where your Torah learning is coming from a negative place and going towards the negative place, then the Yitzhara co-ops and takes that Torah learning for itself. It's a very powerful concept. So how does one accomplish this? How does one overcome this? Ukineged ze ha'itza v'yagel Yaakov et ha'evin. Against this it says, Yaakov goes and he pushes the Evan off. Yaakov u'milashon Ekev. Yaakov is milashon Ekev, like from his birth. He's holding on to the Ekev of Esav. Ekev, he's the heel. What is the heel? What is the Ekev? Hachelek hanamuch biyotir baguf. It's the lowest part of the body. When a person walks, the thing that gets dug into the ground is one's heel. The heel is the lowest part of the body, the most physical part of the body, the part that connects with physicality, that digs into the ground. Shemidato shel Yaakov. What's the Yaakov about? Inyanav bitul gamor la'ashem yibarach ayin va'efes. To recognize amamish nothing. Amamish nothing. See what he says. Let him open up the concept. that I'm totally nothing. He's underneath the heel, I'm mamish no, I'm mamish nothing. And that's what it says. Vayisa Yaakov raglav, that Yaakov picked up his legs. Vayilech artsa b'nei kedem. What kind of weird lashon is that? Spirit knows the Torah. I picked up my legs. No, I just walked. I didn't pick up my legs. I picked up my legs and walked. What's it saying? Sherigalav himachilek hanamuch baguf. The legs are the lowest part of the body. Vayisa Yaakov raglav, he lifted his legs. What does that mean? Shehu, top of the next paragraph, top of the next column. Shehu inyan bitul Hashem yiparach. It's being mevatel. It's taking my physicality and I'm reducing it. I'm nullifying my whole physicality to HaKadosh Baruch. V'zeh vayigash Yaakov. And that's what it says, that Yaakov approached the well. Vayigash Yaakov. Pirush b'koach midat ha'itbalut ha'mirumaz b'shmo Yaakov. Meaning coming with that nullification of self, which is hinted to in the name of Yaakov. That's what he comes with. Yaakov is Ekev. That aspect of Ekev, of Yaakov, recognizes that I'm lowly. Recognizes that, yes, not a bit full of myself saying that I'm nothing, I don't matter. I have important things to do, but that capital I, the capital Western I, right? In English, I'm capitalized, you're lowercase. That capital I, that sense of self-importance, that's gone. That we don't hold by. There's a reason I'm here and I have things that I need to do. That you don't get rid of. That's very real. But the sense of ego that's infused in it, that I need to remove. And so he goes with this koach of Ekev. The Yaakov goes to the koach of Ekev, of that hitpatlut, of that nullification of self. Vayigalat ha'evan mi'al piya be'er, and he removes that stone from the be'er. That's how you get into Torah. By nullifying one's ego. I'm not doing it for me, I'm not doing it for my kavod, I'm not doing it to impress somebody, I'm not doing it to impress myself. To get rid of all of that, if you get rid of that ego, and you come to Torah with a sense of humility, if you come, if you nullify yourself completely, which is not what it means. If you nullify yourself, I'm nothing, then you sit in front of a sefer and you're like, the Torah is infinite and I'm nothing, why am I even bothering to read this? I'm a nothing. That's useless. That's a useless Eved Hashem. That's not even Eved Hashem, that's just a useless thing. That's a useless lump out of love. The idea is, no, I'm fired up to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I recognize, I don't have anything of my own. And I'm going to sit here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to learn. And I know that I'm not going to understand anything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that if I learn, He's going to help me understand. He's going to give me the wisdom. He's going to give me the insight. He's going to allow me to connect to Him. And I'm going to go and I'm going to... No, for no other reason than HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to learn. For no other reason than I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. I come Lishma. And I don't let any ego seep into that at all. Okay, Mamar Chazal. Chazal say... Again, divrei Torah can't sustain unless you mamish kill yourself over it. Meaning, kill your ego, kill that sense of self, kill that part of yourself that's bringing to the Torah what's not there. Meaning, again, you hear what he's saying. I subjugate myself, my essence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, there's a complete Eved Hashem. There's a fire of Avdus here. But the only thing that matters, the only emphasis is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm out of the equation. Zeu inyana be'er ha'amur b'Yaakov. That's the be'er of Yaakov Avinu. Sha'be'erot shel Avram v'Yitzchak. Hayub midat ava midat ha'yira. The wells of Avram and Yitzchak, those were wells of ava. Those were wells of yira. V'Yaakov patach ha'derech shel b'chinat ekev. And Yaakov here is opening up the whole derech of ekev. The whole derech of humility. The necessity of humility when coming to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and when engaging Torah. It's completely giving oneself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and totally lowering oneself down. The only way to get the Torah, which is the mid of Yaakov himself, Yaakov is MS. Yaakov is Torah. Who rak al yedei shmemitat smo aleha, is to literally kill my ego over it. Bitula Yeshut Bilchinat Ain Ve'efes, killing that sense of I-ness, that sense of me, that sense of, again, the ego that I hold, not killing myself, not killing my unique capacities and drive, but killing that ego. And making myself nothing. I realize that I'm nothing. I'm only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be, and I'm only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. Shezoha itza yichida lagolet ha'evan agdolam ha'piper. That's the only way to get that rock, that stone off the be'er. That's the only way to be successful in Shana Aleph. It's the only way to be successful in Shana Bet. It's the only way to be successful in a lifetime of learning. is to come every time I sit down in front of a Sefer, I sit down in front of a Chumash for Shnayim Mikra, I sit down in front of Mishnayos for Mishnayos Yomi, I sit down in front of a Gemara for Ian Shir or for Daf Yomi, I sit down in front of a Sefer of Chassidus, of Halacha, of Kabbalah, it doesn't matter. I need to check myself at the door. When I sit at that Sefer, I check myself at the door. Not my intellectual capacities, not my emotional capacities, but all my stuff, all those agendas, all that ego, that all gets checked at the door. And that moment of forcing that ego out, that's that rock that I'm taking off to be able to properly engage the Torah and enter into the realities of what Torah has to offer. Next paragraph. Od meramaz bazeh, di bechinat ekev hu gam aderech lemidat yisod, shemidat hakedusha sheYaakov nityached ba biyoter, ki yizkar bedvareinu la'ayah. He's going on to a whole different place. He's already going on to something totally different. So let's stop here. So again, just to say as a takeaway. Again, first of all, as a takeaway, if you see something coming up again and again and again in Chumash, and it seems insignificant, it's always hiding tremendous depths, which is exactly the point. Wells, the idea of a well is something where you're drawing forth the depths. And that's exactly what's happening here. We have wells coming up again and again in Torah, and again by the Avot in particular in this piece. We're talking about how they relate to the Avos. Each one is drawing forth new waters of Avodat Hashem, new waters of Midah, new waters of how to be Mitak in the world. And they're digging these wells. And the goal is the Midah of Avraham. The goal is the Midah of Avraham, which is the Midah of Ava. And he starts it off. But then the Torah teaches us that that's not going to sustain alone, even though that's the goal, yeah, but that can't be where it starts. And Yitzhak comes along with Gvura, boundaries, borders, restraint. And he goes and he redigs those wells with a foundation of Yira. Then you can have Ava. And Yaakov comes along as the Midah of Torah himself, the Be'er of Torah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, at the beginning of Devarim, Ho'il Moshe Be'er et ha-Torah hazot le'mor. Moshe starts to bring forth his own wells of Torah. We're all meant to bring forth our own wells of Torah. But the irony is, the beauty of Judaism is, the beauty of Emes is, the only way we will ever be able to draw forth our own personal, unique wells of Torah is if we get rid of all the ego. That's the beauty of it. The only way to bring out that which is truly me is if I get out of my own way. Is to recognize that my ego is what gets in the way of me being able to actualize everything that I am as an Eved Hashem and bringing out from Torah what I'm meant to bring out. Mishra Hashem, we should be zocha to have a foundation of Yira and Gvura, a foundation of Yirat Shemayim, to be able to, through that, fly forth and be full of the Hashem and the goal which is Avat Hashem itself. Through true Limud Torah, which comes about the Midah of Yaakov and the Hitbatlut, the nullification of the ego, coming completely, selflessly, and committed to Torah to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is by all of us.
Amen.